Today we'll be doing the 22nd paragraph in the second mamar. Lo she'omrim bazeh she'yachol ha'adam lehiskadeshu lehisorer af im lo yishabed as chachmaso uvinaso b'kedusha uvsora hasmi lehaskir. So we're not saying, God forbid, that a person is able to sanctify themselves, to mekadesh and misorer themselves, even if they don't, you know, involve their chachma or their bina or their Torah. No, rakanu omrim kishabala hisorer as ish hapashet lo yuchal hisorerim ha'yin. We're just saying that when a person starts to awaken their spiritual side, if you start incorporating the seichel and the iyon and the chachma, you're going to lose that inspiration. But in general, not specifically during the moment in which your spiritual side is being awoken, but in general, of course you need to be steeped in Torah and Kedusha in order to reach these levels. The more you work on yourself, the more you involve yourself in working on yourself, you're able to be meshabed your seichel and your iyun, you're able to think deeply about Torah. But you're able to incorporate these spiritual aspects of the spheros and the various worlds that you're uncovering. You start out just with simple ava and yira as if you're standing in front of a king. And then you move on to a more passionate type of yira and ava, kikevan shenis rabbi or kedushas Hashem alav. Since you have more of a sense of Hashem's light, of the light of Hashem's holiness on you, even though you yourself can't sense or understand your proximity to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but your mazel, your malach in Shamayim that's watching over you is able to sense how close you are to Hashem. Umeslay beruach boer biavav yira misbayish milifnei yene Hashem hamabitos bo. Then you build up more of a passion to connect to Hashem, more of a passion of Ava and Yira, and you're embarrassed by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on. In other words, knows what's going on with your guf and your nefesh. Sometimes you have such a strong desire to connect to Hashem, to the point that you feel physical ailments, physical pain in your body because you're not connecting to Hashem right now. And there are times when you feel this tremendous inspiration of nevuah that's overtaking you to the point that you're able, that your nefesh actually experiences the sense of clarity, the sense of beauty of understanding Hashem's presence and Hashem's radiance. But so you don't understand it conceptually. You sense it in your nefesh. His batlus v'ona. You feel the sense of nullification, and you feel the sense of joy. You feel this pleasure, this happiness of connecting to Hashem, to the point that you are forced to sing praises to Hashem. This is not something you could explain intellectually because it's not an intellectual matter. But we can use a little bit of a mashal to explain this. A child feels a very, very strong connection, a very deep love for his father. He can't contain his happiness, his joy, his love for his father, and therefore he runs over and kisses him. And even after he does that, he still has this tremendous passion and love for his father, to the point that he says, you know, my dear father, my sweet father, my smart father. So he's not trying to tell other people about how great his father is. Why is he elevating or praising his father in this way? You know, comparing him to something sweet or something positive. This is something which almost spills out of the kid's mouth. It's because he feels such a strong connection and a passion to connect to his father, that he basically, all these words are kind of spilling out of his mouth, and he can't contain himself in his excitement and his passion to connect to his father. So we'll stop here for now, and I'll pick up with the 23rd paragraph tomorrow.